corporate communications and marketing, because the temperature's dropped about 5, 10, 15 degrees in the hallway here at Target Field where I am.
Yeah, I'm told by the folks here in the Metropolitan Club that it was actually warm for a while in here.
It was kind of nice.
I see they've opened the door to the Skyway to their parking ramp over here, Mike. So you better get your KFGO jacket back on, I think.
There's going to be a stampede of people coming through because it does open at 4 o'clock. And, of course, now we're past 4 o'clock and there's some Twins fans right there walking in. Going to go check out some of the memorabilia and everything else. Oh, he's got snow all over his hat. Must be snowing outside again. Look, it's cold outside.
Yeah, it's a little bit of snow falling, but what would Twins Fest be without a little weather?
It's not going to be 75 right? degrees in January.
Well, there's Rebecca Spaulding. She's running the whole show from the food and beverage. If you need a free cocktail, it's on her.
That comes at 5:01, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I got it.
Thank you very much. So, Twins Fest, this thing has really become a cool deal over the years. It gives Twins fans a chance. I think for a lot of people, it gives them a chance to interact with some of the team. And there's like 60 or 70 players, right, past, current, future players. They can get an autograph. They can say hi. They can shake a hand. It's kind of a neat deal for
them. Yeah, and what's great about it this year is that, you know, obviously it's brand new here at Target Field, so we have no idea how it's really going to play out until you get the people in here. But it's much more, the players are more accessible now because they do more things. They've got board games and some, you know, boardwalk games and bingo and Family Feud and crazy things we've never done before.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's really cool. But what I think is really neat is many fans who come here to get to the various autograph locations or player photo locations have to go through club levels, which they don't get to go through on a normal day. So it's kind of fun just to navigate the building in new places to get to an autograph stage or someplace else.
And I've been, because I'm a member of the Jackal-like media who gets to go everywhere we want to go with permission from you guys, of course. But I forgot about the Target Field model that's over here in the concourse over here. And there's just some neat behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't get to see.
Right, and where we have now this year, we've got the dealers, you know, the car dealers who were normally out in the left center field area when you used to broadcast from the radio press box there, or the press box at the Dome. Those folks are all down on the service level now, which is where the home clubhouse is, which is also open, by the way, for tours. So you get to walk through the service level where we work and walk every day, but a fan never gets to see on game day. So we hope this provides a little bit of an extra type of experience here at Target Field as fans navigate the building.
Now, I know tickets to this Saturday are sold out, but how many people are going to be making their way through here, Kevin, tonight, Saturday, and Sunday?
You know, we'd like to see if we could get to a number of 15,000 over the weekend. That would be great. You know, if we get 5,000 people tonight, that's a good number. That makes it easier to get around, but it's a nice, fun number of people. So you get 5,000 a day, that's awesome. 15,000 for the whole event, we think that would be a success, numbers-wise. It'll be a success, I think, for whoever does come because it's a whole new experience. It's brand new, never before at Target Field. So hopefully just being here in some interesting new spots for our fans will be fun as well.
How many other teams do this in the major leagues? Is it a franchise-by-franchise thing, or are the Twins sort of leaders in this like they are with the caravan? I know some teams do caravans, but the Twins do it like nobody else. Is the Twins Fest the same way?
In a way, yes. So most teams do some kind of off-season fan fest. I don't think a lot of teams do it with the fervor that we do it with. We do, as you know, 2.5 nights starting right now through the weekend. Some teams will do a Saturday afternoon at a hotel.
Sure.
You know, one-day thing. So it's different in every market for every team, but this has been a staple of the Twins. It's like the caravan that you mentioned, and we like to do it. It's a great way to ramp up interest. I mean, we use Twins Fest, for example, right now to put home opener tickets on sale. So at 4 o'clock, a few minutes ago, you can call us right now and order tickets for the home opener on April 7th. So we use Twins Fest as kind of a ticket sales tool, quite frankly, but also as something to really get fans fired up for Twins baseball.
I have to ask you this too, because I wouldn't be honest if I didn't, and I asked Dave St. Peter about it and Terry Ryan and everybody else, but has the struggles of the team the last three seasons, do you see that at Twins Fest, that you have fewer people showing up the last couple of years at the Dome? And then I know it's a smaller number this year just because it's here at Target Field, but does that affect this?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it might. You know, weather affects as much as anything else does.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But I'm judging from the last 2 weeks out on the Twins Winter Caravan, we've had good crowds at all the stops. We had 500 people down in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, you know, 200, 300 miles away from here in some would call Cubs territory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
I just think baseball is a game that hope springs eternal, and right now everyone's 0-0, and everyone's got some hope. And I look at the folks who we see come by us now, dads, moms, families. I don't think the last 3 years have much impact on the experience they're having here today.
Who are going to be some of the popular stops for autographs, or some of the popular stops around Twins Fest around the stadium today?
Well, you know, the nice thing, autographs, obviously we've got all the big players are signing autographs. There's no question at the various new autograph stations. So I would advise when folks come, grab the playbook, as I call it. I need one myself to see where the heck I'm
going. Grab the map and the playbook.
Grab the map and the playbook. Autographs, photo stations, obviously big, but I think a couple of things that are really neat that are new this year. One is the yard sale, we call it. We've got stuff that we've already collected here at Target Field. Why do we have some of the things that we have? I have no idea. But from $2 bats that we gave away the past 4 years, if you're a promotional bat collector and you're missing something from 2008, bet we got one for you. Or a DQ cap. Or if you want to buy a game used jersey, we've got those. We've got some of the camo jerseys that we've worn on Military Appreciation Day out there on the racks for sale. So not only can you come to Twins Fest experience with the players, you can take some of their stuff home with you.
Cool.
That's the yard sale. The home clubhouse, which is not really open at all. We are now providing live self-guided tours. So you want to go down and check out what the home clubhouse looks like? Feel free.
It's really nice. Can we just say that?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah, it's a nice enough. I wouldn't mind working in there, you know. And, of course, Clyde Debner, our archivist, is doing white glove archive presentation. So you can, for $25, you can get in there and put on a pair of white gloves and hold Harmon Killer Brew's jersey or see some old Kirby Puckett memorabilia, which you might not have seen before.
So
those are new things that are happening. And, of course, obviously, the benefactor of the whole weekend is the Twins Community Fund and all the good work it does across the Upper Midwest.
Kevin Smith of the Minnesota Twins with us on KFGO at Twins Fest here at Target Field. This is all about this weekend and Twins Fest, but we're also looking ahead to the 2014 season. And I heard Dave St. Peter today at the media luncheon talk about some of the cool stuff coming up this summer, Kevin. There's going to be some more bobbleheads coming up
right this
summer. There's going to be 3 bobblehead nights.
Yeah, there's a promotion. Our promotion calendar is really good for 2014. And part of that is because it's something that we do anyway, but part of it also is because of the All-Star year. We really want to celebrate that. But for the diehard bobblehead fans, yes, we'll have bobbleheads back. I happen to be sitting at the table today at the luncheon you referenced with Ron Gardenhier when they announced we were having a Gardenhier gnome. Spelled G-N-O-M-E. And he was across the table. I could hear him, you know, just kind of utter something that I can't say on the radio.
No, yeah, he does that sometimes.
But that'll be fun. More fireworks shows this year that we'll be doing. Things of that nature, which are great. And, of course, we'll have the yearly breast cancer awareness and Father's Day things and military appreciation and those events. So we'll have a lot of different – and the Hall of Fame.
And something that's going to be really cool is the New York Yankees are coming to town this year, July
– They're coming that first weekend, July 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th,
something like that. It's over the 4th of July. And St. Peter mentioned that July 4th will be the 75th anniversary of Lou Gehrig's I'm the luckiest man in the face of the earth speech that he made at Yankee Stadium. Lou Gehrig, of course, died of ALS. It's known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Sadly, he's known, you know, as a disease these days more than what he did in the baseball field. But the Twins, the Yankees, Major League Baseball, going to make that into a big ALS awareness type day and get information out and celebrate that sad yet great moment in baseball. Yeah, and ALS, KFGO listeners and our KFGO family are very in tune to ALS because one of the legends of KFGO, Larry Risfit, died recently from complications from ALS. So that's going to be a big weekend for the
Twins. Yeah, you're right, and that'll be a great celebration. Let's put it that way. You know, we're not celebrating ALS. We're celebrating the fact of Lou Gehrig's speech 75 years ago, and really we're going to make reference to how far we've come with the medical community in fighting those neurological diseases. But with the Twins and the Yankees and MLB coming together to commemorate the 75th anniversary of that Lou Gehrig speech will be quite a special day here.
And of course, a very famous twin, very popular twin from Minnesota, Kent Herbeck, lost his father to ALS as well. So I would presume that there'll be some.
And he remains active, and I'm sure he'll have a part of that somehow. And of course, Chuck Knobloch going into the Twins Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That Hall of Fame weekend, the weekend of August 23rd. He'll be back in town for that, too. He was very humbled and excited to get the call that he's going into the Twins Hall of Fame for sure.
Cool, Kevin. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate all the help here.
Well, thanks for coming down. Happy to have you.
Yeah, you bet. Kevin Smith, Director of Corporate Communications and Marketing. Do I have that
Broadcasting.
Right? Broadcasting. My bad. Gosh,
dang it. But who cares?
It doesn't matter to me. But, Kevin, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Kevin Smith of the Minnesota Twins.